Tuesday, 13th of May. Another edition of What's on Your Mind. What's on your mind today, folks? That's the question at hand, and welcome to the program. Guests on the show today will include Fargo City Commission candidate Tony Garrig will be here. He is a tireless defender of conservative causes, kind of a one-man watchdog of Fargo City Commission spending, and is the second-time candidate for the Fargo City Commission. Really applaud this fella. And it's gotten to be quite a populated race. So Fargo voters have a few choices. We'll meet one of the candidates today coming up at 8:30. 9:30, Wes Klein will be here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. He's going to talk about the concept of mega units and the exploration and extraction of oil in North Dakota and how that interacts with the ag world. We're going to talk about a story we spent a lot of time yesterday discussing online, but not a lot on air. And that is controversy over the T-shirts that were part of Springfest at the University of North Dakota. T-shirts that had the term super drunk on them. And by the way, do we know why the drunk has a small D, a large R, a small U, and a large R, and an large K? What is the significance there? Any idea in the design? I'm trying to say something about R and K. I just don't know what that means. But anyway, and then they have depiction of a Native American chief and a beer bong underneath the super drunk part. And by the way, the actual logo that they chose, the depiction of the Sioux, or the Native American chief, rather, is not a logo that was ever used at UND. But obviously the Sioux name was there. Anyway, this has actually gone viral. It's a national story. It's prompt outrage at UND. A lot of folks talking about this. It was not at a university event. It was not on university property. And the American Indian Student Services Center on Monday say they're very angry and frustrated that the university has not taken any disciplinary action against the groups of people who wore the shirts at Springfest. Should they take action? First of all, this is not a university event, not on university property. Here's where I'm confused, and the question I posed in all seriousness online was, well, this is, you know, dumb. I wouldn't suggest that a son or daughter that I had engaged in creating, making, wearing the T-shirt, participating in the insane Springfest, which is just you know, a bunch of kids drinking. It's gotten, you know, it's legendary at UND in the spring, and it's gotten to the point where it's at least a little more controlled, in the sense that the city council passed some ordinances that require landowners to be responsible for their property. They do a lot to patrol to make sure there's no underage drinking, things of this nature. But it's still basically just a lot of alcohol being consumed a lot of places for Springfest. And the students evidently, you know, wanted to be different, I guess. And so somebody came up with this idea of the T-shirt and decided to wear them. I'm having a hard time understanding how it's racism. You know, what is racism? Racism to me is intolerance. It's hatred. It's I don't like you because of the color of your skin. I don't like you because of, you know, race, color, or creed, right? And the T-shirt's offensive. I guess it's, I would assume all these students are saying they're super drunk, right? Or planning to get to be super drunk, or kind of celebrating, overindulgence of alcohol. And I guess some could make the connection that, okay, well, you're suggesting that Native Americans are drunks. Well, they're wearing the T-shirt, so they could just as easily be saying that about themselves. I don't think they're directing any hatred, intolerance, or stereotypes to themselves. I don't know. I think this is a bigger deal than it should be, I guess is what I'm getting at, and I don't see how it's racism. Now, I'm not condoning it, thinking it's wonderful, it's great, but this idea that, oh, come, you haven't taken disciplinary action against these... Man, if you take disciplinary action against kids that wear dumb T-shirts, you'd be writing tickets all day long at the mall, I'll tell you, and it wouldn't stop at students. Now, if it were racist, it'd be a different story. If blatant racism, you're running on a T-shirt, I'd be with you. But I don't know. Seems like it's a little out of touch. A lot of feedback on my question, is this racism? To me, it's a bunch of party-hardy college students who, by the way, may even consider themselves Sioux, since a number of them are students, right? They might be taking on that moniker themselves and saying, hey, I'm super drunk. Here I am. And basically too cute by half by making and wearing a stupid T-shirt celebrating over-imbibing and alcohol. You know what I'm saying? Now, a few folks were, just aghast that I would even ask the question. Aghast. What did John say? Yes, you are wrong. I think I said, am I wrong? I don't see, this is racist. How is this racism, I was asking. So John says, yes, you are wrong, but I won't even try to explain why, because you wouldn't understand. Oh, don't you love critics like that? You're wrong, but you're just too stupid to understand my side, so why would I even bother? Shauna says, I seriously don't see it. Some people need to realize it's not offensive, but a tribute, and let it go. Well, she's going back to the name. Troy says, racist? No. Silly? Yes. Bad press for an event that already receives bad press. Should they be in trouble somehow? Better be banned? No, I think we have bigger fish to fry. There you go. Charlie says, nothing wrong here. These kids are having fun and showing some school spirit. Leave them alone. Is drunken sailor a derogatory stereotype of sailors? Are there not drunk sailors in some port of call or somewhere in history? Yes. Most stereotypes have some basis in the truth. Indian reservations have a problem with alcohol abuse, drugs too, therefore leading to the term drunken Indian, part of history, not every Indian, but some. Not this one, he says. Some natives have a dry reservation to help fight the problem. But these kids are just kids having fun. Leave your do-gooder lesson for someone who cares, maybe yourself. Actually, I had a couple of folks claim to be Native American and weigh in on this topic, and none of them offended. So I think sometimes we create our own outrage here a little bit. A couple other stories. There's a new safety campaign aiming to keep young kids off of tractors. These are the Nannygate stories that I want to ask you about. And Fargo City commissioners are supporting a new requirement for 1 hour of physical activity daily in child care centers. Is this something that belongs at the city commission, city council level? You want your city commission to say, if there is a daycare facility operating in our community, by golly, you need to have an hour of physical activity? Or is this getting to be a little much, a little silly? Nannygate alive and well, in my mind. Update on the Keystone XL pipeline legislation. The battle over the provision in the energy bill weighing out yesterday in Congress late the efforts to get the amendment not allowed on the energy conservation bill. Therefore, the GOP blocked the bill, and now there's no vote on the Keystone XL pipeline. So the back and forth continues on that front. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum from the left and from the right, the Golden Girls. We'll turn them loose and let them bicker a little bit. I'm going to ask them, too, about what defines racism for them. This is racism. Head work in these T-shirts or this more childishness and stupidity. Let me know what you think. We'll continue straight ahead. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Past the hour, Ellen Ratner from the left, Blanquita Cullum from the right. What has you outraged today, Ellen? Anything got you hopping mad?
Well, I mean, there's a lot hopping mad. Actually, Blanquita and I agree on one thing. We don't agree on several others. The one thing that we do agree on is that A Voice of America, which she used to be on the Broadcasting Board of Governors, as you know, that's the equivalent of I'm a real governor in terms of protocol. They are retweeting things from the Russians, including things that say that were bad. Well, you know what? My taxpayer dollars at work, here comes Blanquita to talk about this. And we agree. The Golden Girls actually agree on this one. Why are our tax dollars paying for them to retweet anti-American things?
All right. How about...
I mean, we're just... Blanquita's outraged about it, and actually so am I. Occasionally the Golden Girls agree. It's rare.
Look. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. Nice to have you two agree. But let's so BQ, go ahead and agree, and then we'll get on to something you disagree on.
Well, I agree. You're right. We should be disagreeing on this. But this is American taxpayers. The newsroom is in chaos there. Voice of America is not broadcasting in Russia. It's not following up in Ukraine. It's not covering what the Senate, the House, the president is doing. It is disgraceful. And some of the people that are hardly entrenched in there are very arrogant and in some ways very anti-American.
I wondered if maybe Ellen, you were going to be hopping mad about Karl Rove suggesting that Hillary Clinton may have some form of a brain injury. Did that catch your attention at all?
I mean, the fact is that she did have some problem. Any candidate has to have their medicals out in the open. She may choose not to run, but he should not. You know, the American public is going to find that out. Karl Rove was just doing that to be mean.
Here's what he said about it, by the way.
Wait a minute. No. I didn't say she had brain damage. She had a serious health episode. And my point was that from, I think it was the 7th of December in 2012 through the 7th of January of 2013, she underwent, she had apparently a serious virus. They announced then on the 15th of December that she had, at some period in the past, a week fallen. They didn't say when. They didn't say where. She was recovering at home. On the 30th of December, she goes in and turns out to have had a blood clot. They won't say where. The next day, they say it is between her skull and her brain behind her right ear. She's in the hospital for 4 days. She goes home, is back in the office on the 7th, and testifies on the 25th wearing special glasses that allow her to deal with the double vision that this episode caused. My point was that Hillary Clinton wants to run for president, but she would not be human if this didn't enter in as a consideration.
That sounds reasonable, doesn't it? I mean, this is part of being
Why is she bringing it up? He's afraid of her winning.
Look, honestly, the fact of the matter is she's not a sacred cow. We can talk about Hillary Clinton. People have the right to be able to observe someone who is wanting to have the highest office in the land. And if she's not qualified, and I'm not talking about her credentials, I'm talking about her physical health to be able to maintain that kind of position, we need to know. We need to know now.
Well, you know what? Every president, she hasn't declared, every presidential candidate, Blanquita, submits their medical records. We know that. What's the big deal? Why is he doing this now, except he's afraid of her having some gain?
Well, what they're talking about is money. And the fact of the matter is, I don't know that he's afraid about it. I think the Democratic Party is trying to use her because she's the front runner right now, and she's knocked out because she can't take it physically. They're going to lose billions of dollars in cash. I mean, right now, you know, Ellen goes crazy.
Karl Rove wants them to lose billions of dollars in cash.
I'm guessing Karl Rove is bringing this up because he wants it talked about, which it wouldn't be if he hadn't said it. So he probably at least got the discussion going because, you know, the mainstream media is not going to raise it. They're going to fawn over her.
I agree with you on that. I think you're spot on in that. And he's doing it. He's ready to take the hit and have people vilify him because he doesn't really care. But he thinks it's important for the American people to discuss it.
I have to ask you two ladies about a controversy that's brewing. You may have heard about it. It happened on the campus of the University of North Dakota at Grand Forks. They have something every year called Spring Fest. It's not a sanctioned university event. It's a bunch of students that go out and celebrate spring by drinking a lot of alcohol outside, okay? And it's gotten more and more control over the years by the local law enforcement officials, but it's not a university event. Anyway, a group of students make up some T-shirts, and you may remember the controversy over the University of North Dakota that used to be called the Fighting Sioux. They no longer are because of outrage from a minority of the Native American community, NCAA lawsuit, and all the rest. Anyway, some students go out and say make up some T-shirts for this Spring Fest, and the T-shirts say Super, S-I-O-U-X, as in Fighting Sioux, super drunk, and then have a picture of a Native American chief with a beer bong going into it. And so now the design is being condemned as racist, and some Native American groups want the students punished. Is that racist or just stupid?
It's students need to be conscious of being racist, and I think it's dreadful.
Well, remember Colorado when they created that football team and they named it like the something white guys, you know, and nobody complained about that. In fact, it was pretty funny because it was self-deprecating humor, but nobody thought that was racist. Is it more racist not to be able to say things that are out there, or is it,
whoa,
is it a racist
a
statement?
You know something,
to be afraid
it's not
to say
just racist.
Anything?
I remember in our high school in Shaker Heights, Ohio, a group of people in the 60s came out with T-shirts that they printed on their own, calling them an intramural team called the Broad Jumps. And they got in lots of trouble, and they should have. Yes, boys will be boys. However.
Yeah, but why do we have such controlled speech that, you know, what happens, ironically, is that we try to be so politically correct, we become more lethal. Look at what happens on Facebook, on the Internet, because the rage comes out there because they can say things and hide under the false name. I think it's better to hear people what they have to say and know who they are than have a lot of people hide who they are and become more dangerous and more lethal.
Well, and look, the T-shirt's stupid. They shouldn't wear them, especially given the controversy over the name. But I don't get that it's racist. I don't get, isn't racist intolerance, hatred to somebody because of...
I think depicting a Native American as a drunk is racist. I do.
It's very immature. I think they're going to have to suffer the consequences of their immaturity. The most dangerous thing is that they're all out there heralding the fact that they think it's great to be drunk. So, you know, at some point, you know, the popular opinion will control a lot of that. I don't know that you have to incarcerate people, put them away, or label them. I think that shunning should come back into to popular fashion.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, ladies, Ellen Rander from the left, Blanquita Culler from the right, you two go back and do what Golden Girls do. What, do you squabble all day over coffee? Or what?
Oh, we do. We squabble.
Yeah. Squabble.
Squabbling
right.
Is good. Well, we really need to be careful how we spell it.
And
people won't think we're racist.
Yeah, please, be careful. Don't wear any funny T-shirts while you're squabbling with your coffee drinking going on there. Ellen Rander and Blanquita Culler, the Golden Girls, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to meet one of the candidates for Fargo City Commission, Tony Garrigan, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about two blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
We continue on What's on Your Mind. By the way, coming up on the program, West Klein of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We'll talk about something the Industrial Commission has approved, and that is a 25,000-acre mega unit in the McKenzie County. One large drilling unit. This is rare. And so anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about that from the Farm Bureau perspective. It was a 2-1 vote in the Industrial Commission when it passed earlier this year, and now ultimately mineral owners are going to have a say on this as well. Others will get to weigh in on that, so we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk with the journalist who broke the story for a news organization called The Last Real Indian. Actually, we have Rob Porter of the San Diego Blog, who, like me, thinks this is much ado about nothing, and then Ruth Hopkins, a Native American journalist for The Last Real Indian, talk about the super drunk T-shirts during Springfest. We have that and more. By the way, Kat Perkins tapped into the popularity of the movie Frozen with her song last night. So we're going to talk about that, too. We have a lot to do today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Right now, we want to meet another one of the candidates who is running for Fargo City Commission. Tony Garrig is here. Tony, how are you?
Hey there, Scott. Thanks for having me on your show this morning, and I appreciate you guys reaching out there and contacting me.
You bet. This is a race at the sort of the 11th hour. Ended up with a boatload of candidates, so rather interesting to watch this one. You have the incumbent that is running in Mr. Mahoney, Dr. Mahoney, and Tim Mahoney, his first name, and a number of other candidates, some from the Fargo City Commission that have come over, rather from the Cass County Commission, running for a Fargo City Commission spot, and others. Tony, is a this is your second one at the office, is that right, Tony?
This is my second time around, and like you said, there's a lot of choices out there for who you can vote for, and I'm distinguishing myself with my campaign of focusing on fiscal responsibility, transparency, and lower taxes, whereas most of the candidates agree with the current commission that the way forward for Fargo is continued higher spending, continued bloated budgets, and continued higher taxation, which I obviously disagree with.
So you feel like a one-man fiscal discipline machine here in this deal, or what?
Well, I appreciate you earlier bringing up the fact that I have been somewhat of a Fargo watchdog for spending. For the last 3 years, I've been speaking on the radio, speaking out personally, and writing op-eds about ways that Fargo is flat-out wasting your tax dollars on unnecessary projects. So I even came up with a three-step matrix to decide whether certain spending projects are necessary. And just real quick, because it is a quick process, the first question is asked, is this the role of local government? And in most cases, what they're proposing to do is not the role of local government. For example, Courts Plus parking garages downtown and that type of thing. The second question is, is this a need or a want for the city of Fargo? And in many, many cases, these are big, expensive wants. For example, bike lanes. What we were told was a very inexpensive project has become costing the city of Fargo hundreds of thousands of dollars, is inconvenient and is it necessary for our city? And also, the last question would be, is this most effective, a cost-effective way to move forward with this project? And in many cases, we see, for example, with the new City Hall, that they initially want to spend about $7 or $8 million. And the newest quote that I've seen is up and around $17 to $18 million and growing. So that's my three-step matrix to decide whether we should move forward with the project. And like I said, in many of the cases, they're just not right for the city of Fargo.
Fargo City Commission is made up of the mayor and four other members, so there's five members in total. Denny Wallacher is running for re-election. Another commissioner, Brad Wimmer, is running for mayor. And you have Tim Mahoney, who's an incumbent, running for re-election. And then obviously the Wimmer seat. So you have two seats open on the commission, right?
That's correct. There'll be two seats. So every voter, I guess, go out there and vote for the city commission, gets two votes for who they would like. So it's important that people, you know, if you have your first choice or whatever that you have already, it's also very important to consider who you would also want to be on there because, like I said, you do get two votes.
And by the way, Mike Williams, Melissa Sobolik are the other two that will remain, and obviously then the mayor's running again, and you have the two commission seats open. So just so folks are how would you right now assess the makeup of the Fargo City Commission? You've talked about your focus, the questions you'd ask before you vote. I mean, what's the makeup of the Fargo City Commission right now? What are they missing?
If I would have one word, it would be monolithic. They basically agree on most issues. I watch a lot of the podcasts, you know, a lot of the city commission meetings, I can't make in person, so I'll watch them later on. And they agree on most issues. So even if you would agree with them on most issues, it's very important to have other voices speak out and give the other side of the story. If you think that just one way is the right way all the time, well, you know, no government operates well that way. It's always important, whether you agree or disagree with the other viewpoint, to at least talk about that viewpoint, vet it to the people, have that vote, and have that discussion. Without discussion, what we do find that happens is every idea is a good idea, and that project gets pushed forward, which is where you're seeing higher spending, higher levels of taxation. You know, we're bonding out tons of debt, tens of millions of dollars that we owe, like a mortgage, like you could equate to a mortgage. That we're taking on every single year. Having that other viewpoint, which would be myself, would be very important.
You know, I saw something this week about city commissioners giving initial approval to a requirement that child care centers in Fargo provide for kids to be physically active. And in addition to thinking this is another prime example of the nanny state, this seems to be the kind of small ball issues that really mask a much larger issue, and that is fiscal responsibility and our tax situation. I mean, are the big issues getting attention at all? Are they being debated?
I'm glad that you brought up this daycare issue. I'm a parent myself. My son is 15 months old, almost 16 months old. So he's in daycare right now. Both my wife and I work. So when you initially hear this, you think, wow, obviously your kid should have physical activity in daycare. But what it comes down to is personal responsibility from the parent to ensure that your kid is seeing that physical activity. This is a free market example of how you as a parent can choose where your kid goes to daycare. So every day when I pick up my child, there's a grade sheet. He says, this is how much he ate. This is what kind of fruits and vegetables he had. This is how much he ran around. You know, he bumped his head here, and this is all what happened for his day. And as a responsible parent, my wife and I run through those things with each other and make sure that things are going right. In fact, we recently moved daycares because we weren't happy with what was happening at the one prior, and now we found one that fits us better. So this is just one more example of, you know, it's so much easier to say, hey, government or local government, why don't you fix the problem that I don't have time to fix? Okay, I want just everyone to have that baseline 1 hour. You guys fix it so I can go back to doing whatever I was doing. You need to be engaged. This isn't a thing that needs to be fixed by a law. Okay, this is something that can be fixed right there between, you know, the spouses or the parent right there.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre, really, when you think about it. I mean, again, everybody would say this is a good idea, but then why don't you just select the daycare based on that, or make sure that, you know, if the daycare isn't providing the activity you're doing it as a parent, whatever. But it seems to me
sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But it's not only personal responsibility, but is this creating a new bureaucracy? When you have a law, that law has to be enforced. So obviously there are checks that daycares have to go through, but we're just adding one more layer of one more example of how, you know, they're going to have to jump through another hoop and have someone that sets these standards, someone that enforces these standards. So this isn't as though there's no repercussions for creating a new law. It's also going to cost people money, more than likely.
You know, it just, again, when you think of the size of Fargo, what's happening in Fargo, and all the issues on the table, just the fact this one's even discussed, regardless of what you think, it says something's amiss here. So how are you campaigning? Talk about how you're getting the word out and interacting with folks on what you'd bring to the city commission, Tony.
Sure. Beyond going on the radio and writing op-eds, we do a lot of door-to-door activities. So if anyone here listening today is connecting with the message, I urge you to contact me via Facebook. I'm on there. You can go on my website, tonygehrig.com, or you can call me on my cell phone, which is listed on all those websites as well. So I have a really good core group of individuals that come with me door-to-door. We knock on hundreds of doors every weekend, even thousands in some cases, if we have a big enough group. And we've had an awesome reception. So we have, when you drive around Fargo, I believe that we have more yard signs out than anyone else because we really are pounding that pavement, asking people if they'll support us, and we're getting a really good reception. Passing out flyers, I can't even tell you how many people have called and just a cold called me and asked me for a yard sign. So that's awesome. We're really connecting with the message this time around. I think people are ready to hear the message of fiscal responsibility given the debate about property taxes. I'm the only candidate who has applied to lower your property taxes by at least 20%, and I'd like to go up to 30%, which, oh, by the way, would only cost our – if we lower our property taxes by 30% for the city of Fargo, it would bring our budget all the way back to last year. Okay, that's how much our budgets go up every single year. Our budget from 2013 to 2014 by 13%, which is a ridiculous number. So I'm the only candidate looking to do that. So we've had a really good reception to these ideas, and I hope it continues with the momentum for the last month here.
And when you go door to door, Tony, are they are folks? Do they want to talk about this? They want to engage on the issues? Or is it like, another candidate's at the door? Yeah, okay, fine, bye. Do you find folks like to engage and discuss the issue?
Absolutely, everyone has their issue that they're passionate about. And so it's interesting to see which issues they like to bring up to you. You have to be really prepared and really ready with all the issues because, what you think is important, your neighbor might find not important and vice versa. So you hear a lot about, the classics like the bike lanes. You hear a lot of classics like are you in support of that reversion or inner city flood protection? How about this new city hall they want to build and all these things? So, I really enjoy getting out and talking to people and seeing what's on their mind and, comparing with what I think. And like I said, we've had some really good connections so far.
All right, connect with Anthony Gehrig on Facebook. Is it under Anthony Gehrig or Tony Gehrig online?
If you search Tony Gehrig, a site should pop up that says Tony Gehrig for Fargo City Commission. And if you Google Tony Gehrig, Fargo City Commission, my website will pop up, tonygehrig.com.
Got it. All right. And again, two city commission seats open. This race coming up in June, so we're closing in on it. And you have Tim Mahoney, the incumbent. You have a former commissioner, Dave Pepcorn, running for the race. You have Tony running again, Tony Gehrig. You have Cass County Commission members Vern Bennett and Scott Wagner. And then also Mara Brust is a newcomer to the. Has she run before?
Nope, this is her first time around.
Yeah, okay. So she's the newbie here. And Tony Gehrig will get our vote. Hope folks engage in this race and pay attention and keep being that watchdog. I love how this isn't just about a campaign in a short period of time, that really this has been something you've been at all the way along, keeping tabs on the Fargo City Commission. It's needed. Do a better job even in the media on some of these issues, covering them and exposing them. So appreciate you, Tony. Thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot, Scott, and please keep having me on your show. I really enjoy coming on.
You bet. We'll count down to Election Day right here. All right, weather and Kat Perkins next.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a Miracle Chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A better bumper song here, so let's get rid of that one and let's go to Kat Perkins, shall we, here from last night's The Voice. And if you have youngsters in your house or like the movie from Disney,
snow glows white on the mountain tonight,
Frozen, you'll recognize this song.
A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like out the queen. The wind is high like a swirling storm inside. Couldn't let them in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always had to be. And see, don't fail, don't let them know.
That's from Frozen, the Disney movie, Let It Go, one of the two songs that Kat Perkins did last night, as a matter of fact. And so if you want to vote Kat in today, you have to dial the phone, do a download on that song so you can have it on your iTunes account. If you got a Sprint phone, you can text and tweet and, you know, all those fun things there today. So she always said, she was on with us last week, she just said the downloads really help. And so download Let It Go and let people know what you think of the song. Share the link. I'll share right now the link on our Facebook page so you have it. And you could share it on yours, and then this will take off. It'll be viral. Sort of like the Super Drunk T-shirts. Doesn't take long. If you want to call for Kat today, 855-VOICE-03, 855-VOICE-03, and 03 is her number. And then text 3 if you have a Sprint phone to 8642. Okay? A few others there as well. A lot of ways to vote. You can do the iTunes download. You can phone. You can text. You can go online. You can text. A lot of ways. So check it out on our Facebook page and you're on it. All right, let me tell you about the weather. The rain stopped finally. I'm hoping the rain's going to help some trouble spots I have on the lawn with the grass. I actually was out there with the soil and grass seed both Sunday and Monday in the rain. Figuring I'm going to make this rain good for something. Fix these bad spots here. But anyway, here's the good news for folks in the valley. There is not rain in the forecast until Monday. Windy and 55 today. Some sun and 54 tomorrow. Thursday 52. Friday 57. Partly sunny 64. Saturday sunny, mostly sunny actually, and 68 on Sunday. How about that? So we got a stretch here of 6 days, no precip. Then about of precip, 60% chance Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 40% Wednesday, 70% Thursday. And by the way, I finally found, I've been on a quest in the 10-day forecast to find a 70-degree day. And we're going to get close on Sunday, but not quite. But actually, I see one on Sunday. With rain showers, of course. On Thursday, rather. Exactly 10 days away. So, there you go. Forecast for the valley. Windy today. A few showers early. What? Didn't I just say no showers? Then partly cloudy for the afternoon. High of 56 with a northwest wind at 20 to 30. Guess there's a 30% chance of rain. So, partly cloudy skies, low near 35 tonight. Northwest wind 10 to 20, diminishing to 5 to 10 miles an hour. 43 and cloudy this hour in Fargo. No precip. Out in the oil patch. Forecast, windy, mix of clouds and sun. 55 for a high, northwest wind at 20 to 30. Windy as all get out yesterday there, too. Mostly clear tonight. Gusty winds diminishing after midnight, low at 27. North-northwest wind 20 to 30, diminishing to 5 to 10 miles an hour. So a 10-day forecast in the patch, windy at 55 today. You heard some sun in 55 tomorrow. Thursday 61, Friday 63, Saturday cloudy 64, partly sunny Sunday 66, clouds Monday, and then rain is back Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Solid chance of rain, but guess what? 10-day forecast also includes a 70-degree day in Tioga. A week from Thursday. It's 37 right now with some sun peeking through. 37 in Williston, Watford City 37, Newtown 37, Stanley at 37, partly sunny skies, Columbus partly cloudy 34. Back in the valley, cloudy and 43 this hour in Grand Forks, heading for 52. It'll be 54 in Hillsboro today. It's 43 right now with cloudy skies. Grafton 41 now, Kindred cloudy 43, Breckenridge cloudy 41, Fergus Falls 39 degrees at this hour. There's a wind chill with the wind whipping around in the Fergus now of 28 degrees. Detroit Lakes 37, heading for 50, but there's a wind chill there right now. Same in Thief River, 39 degrees. War Road, 37 at this hour. Down in South Dakota, 39, some partly sunny skies right now. Sioux Falls, 43 degrees. Aberdeen, 37. Bismarck, 39. And again, back in Fargo, cloudy and 43 degrees. So that's a check of the weather. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, the nanny state is alive and well. Do you want your city council to govern physical activity at daycare facilities in their cities? Tell me what you think of that idea. 855-200-1776 right now. Also regulating kids on tractors. Plus the t-shirt debate. Is it racist? Coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Time. tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.